Good evening. This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic does have priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Arden Community Center, which is at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. All right, it's KC2YXN. I'm listening for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations who would like to join us this evening. Please call now. Okay, I am now listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta, New York. And Kathy, there appears to be at least possibly two other stations behind me.
Very good, Kevin. Okay, further check-ins on EchoLink.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, that's Kilo Alpha, 3 Tango, Foxtrot, Bravo. And I stepped over somebody and put my hand on the mic. Good evening, Bill here in Western Pennsylvania, checking in through the EchoLink system, and there is one other that I stepped over. Back to net control.
Okay, Bill, very good. And our last EchoLink station. Okay, let's move along here. We can do another check at the end of our two guests here. All righty, go to the top of the list. Kevin, where are you this evening? You're always usually a couple different places.
Hey, good evening, Kathy. KD2FBM, Kevin James out here, and you're sounding really good tonight because I know about 4 or 5 weeks ago, boy, I felt so bad for you. So it sounds like you're getting better and better each week, so that's a good thing. And that means we're also getting closer and closer to spring, which is another good thing, too. So I'll take that. And Groundhog Day is on Tuesday this week, so I've got to see if we're going to have an early spring or if we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter here. And I know the snowmobilers are probably pounding the table going, we need snow, so I understand, believe me. So, yeah, we've got 23 degrees outside here right now under cloudy skies, a little bit of flurry activity here in the central southern tier. I'm actually in Oneonta, so sometimes I do venture out. This week I happen to be back here at home base, so been kind of playing with my ham radios here at the house and happened to notice a little problem with my antenna out back. I got a disc-cone antenna, and one of the, about a foot-long outrights there had, looks like something happened to it, and on the disc part, I don't know if it was a big bird landed on it and bent the thing over sideways, or if a tree branch may have come in contact with it and bent it down, so that'll be something that needs to be serviced. So it kind of broke my heart to see that in that kind of condition, so On that note, I'm finishing up my stromboli that I made homemade tonight. I know I got a friend that works at Marino's Pizza there in Lyons Falls. She's probably got a grin from ear to ear if anyone's listening up that way. And like I say, I made my homemade stromboli, Pudgy's Pizza style. It came out really good. KD2FPM, 7-3, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, thanks for joining us this evening, and enjoy your stromboli. Okay, up next is Bill. Thanks for joining us this evening. How are things in Pennsylvania?
KD2AIT repeater. Good evening there. KA3TFB here, and through the EchoLink system. And, the pain threshold level is about a 6. I had to scrape ice off the windshield 2 days in a row. We add 2 onto every day we have to do that. So we're at a 6. We're going to warm up. We're going to melt all this horribleness. And with that in mind, there, I wish everyone a good evening up in the Empire State. And tip my hat to everybody. Thanks for being there. And we'll go back to listening mode. We're in the midst of work. And we just took a quick second break. So back to net control from KA3TF and a B.
Okay, Bill, well, thanks for joining us from the Keystone State. I'm just going to do another pause to see if that other station is able to check in with us on EchoLink. I will pause for 15 seconds.
And net control, Kathy, be advised that other station did not come back in. KD2FPM back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. So maybe next time. Alrighty, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
WA to you.
Okay, we have George and John with us this evening. Anyone else who would like to join us? Well, good evening, George. Hope things are doing well with you. I was wondering, how is your scanner doing? You mentioned a few weeks ago that you got a new scanner.
Good evening, Kathy, John, and everybody else on the net. That is correct. I got that whistle at 1065, which is the same thing as the Radio Shack Pro 197. And I am fairly happy with it so far. I haven't had to use an outside antenna yet because everything comes through, it was relayed from all the other repeaters through the one in Lowellville. So, no problem. I'm very glad I got it. You got police, ambulance, and fire all on the same channels there in that trunk. And also, for some reason, I just can't get that trunking thing working. So I ended up just putting all the 10 channels in, lock out the handshake, and just scan. And so far, it does well. A couple of times, I probably lost a response or something when something else came on. I probably lost the response, I should say, when something else came on. But it's working, I'd say, about 90%. With that, we got 24 degrees here on the mountainside. Temperature range today, 24 to 32. And we had a little sun this morning, and then it clouded over. And we got a couple little spritzes of snow. And that's pretty much about it. Not much else going on, so we'll just hope we don't get many more 9 inches we had the other day for the lake effect. Nice part was, the bad part was that it hit, the heavy part was, Lowellville got 12 inches, and going south from there, I had 9 inches here. It was down by Peter, it was only about half that, and it was just a very narrow band, and I was not quite in the center of it, but anything we can share elsewhere, I like. Reminds me of that song back in the 70s. I don't know if you remember it or not. It was about knowing that love is to share. Well, I got a better one called Knowing That Snow Is to Share. That's a chuckle for the night. We're interested in your little chuckle for the night for sure. God bless 73s and 2 PFM Quip.
Well, it's good, George. I'm glad you're enjoying your scanner. You know, we find it handy. We put in the national grid frequencies because when we lose power, we're called the Sherman line here. And once you know that, then you can listen to it and predict when your power is going to come back on. So it's pretty interesting. So yeah, that was some band of storm because we got absolutely nothing down here. But everybody in Boonville was talking about it. So we had quite a bit of snow today. So, all right, well, George, thanks for joining us this evening. And we'll move along to WA2U.
WA2U, well, say good evening to everyone on the Black River Valley service net, the multitude, George and Kevin James and Bill and everyone listening. And, yeah, the scanner's kind of neat. Ours is one of the, probably similar to yours, George, but it's a GRE before they switched over to Whistler. And we had ours programmed, and the guy actually put in the light changes depending on, it's got different colored lights, and if you're distance from it, you can tell if you're listening to police or fire or rescue. But we set it off. I wasn't even going to attempt to, the volume control, squelch, I can deal with that, the lockout, but to sit there and punch the frequencies, and I said, no way. So he's pretty savvy with doing the programming, this fellow that's down in Ohio. And it actually will show up what you're listening to on the display. It'll say, for instance, Oneida County, fire approach or whatever, the channel comes up. So, but the one thing that's kind of interesting, we leave ours on 24 hours a day. It's plugged into the wall. And it's funny, George, it's a BNC connector on the top, and all we bought was a dual-band radio antenna. I know, it's about 18 inches long, you know, good for UHF and VHF. And it works great on there. It has more gain than the regular rubber duct that comes with it, but we've never hooked it up outside yet either. I was thinking of doing that, but then I can hear Syracuse on it, so imagine we had it on the outside antenna, we'd hear a lot more. But we have all the national grid or power frequencies, and I locked them out. The thing is, if you take the power off, but I know if the power gets interrupted, the ones that I have locked out, if I unplug it and plug it back in, they all come back. So, but that's handy. When the power goes off and you turn the scanner on, you know, on battery power, all your national grid frequencies are there. But during the day, after we have the power restored, spent a lot of time. Configuring things and locking them out, so. But it's very, very handy, so. Anyways, spent some time the other day putting together the gym weight machine. I had parts out there and pieces they were laying there, and I thought, well, I'll do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It is quite a weight machine. It's got a few hundred pounds of weight on it. Kathy and I organized all the weights. Well, the next thing I know, in the afternoon, I had it completely put together. However, I'm going to have the people from Syracuse Fitness come up and adjust all the cabling on that and then check out the elliptical. But they get a good price. It's a good job, $100 an hour. So I probably knocked off a number of hours so they didn't have to assemble it. But I would still have them come up and check all the cabling because when we have the machine, we do use it. So that was one project, but the foyer's coming right along. And what else? Always spent some time on the internet today, and we're able to locate our neighbors across the road. We haven't seen them in a number of months, but thanks to the internet, we were able to find out their address, their phone number, and we gave them a quick call, and they're doing fine, so we chatted with them a little bit. So a number of other different things. Owen got some stuff for the Kenwood transceiver. We have a downloaded the software, the firmware the other day, and ordered another microphone for the HF equipment. So, anyways, we'll turn it back over to Net. Maybe there'll be some more, some additional stations joining us. Kind of interesting weather for this time of the year. WATU, back to Net.
Alrighty, KC2YXN, yes, I was listening to the Syracuse weather, and they're predicting 55 degrees for next week. So, I don't know if that'll be Tuesday, and the groundhog will see his shadow, but that's amazing. So, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins.
KC2NBU.
Well, Ray, thanks for joining us this evening. It's been a little while since I've heard your voice on my net. How are you doing?
Good. We've got 20 degrees, and it's lightly snowing. And I'm out in the shop. I've got to move a brake controller that keeps hitting my foot on one of the cars I bought, and doing some touch-up on my wife's rocker panels. They're getting kind of rusty from all this salt. So we're still out here working, listening to the net. Over.
Okay, Ray. Well, it's good to have you in. And, boy, it's good to be able to save some money and fix your car. A friend of ours does that quite a bit, too, and He's really good at doing the maintenance, you know, before things really fall apart and all that stuff. So what kind of car does your wife have?
It's a Ford Flex, but, you know, she's got, like, I don't know, 120,000 miles on it. And last winter, where the stones would hit the bottom of the rocker panels, it started to get some paint coming off and started to rust. And I noticed it, but I didn't really do anything about it. And then this year, winter didn't come, and I really didn't worry about it. And now it's here, and I'm going, you know, I should take care of that rust before it gets worse. So here I am.
Well, good for you. Hope you have at least a wood stove in your shop or some way to keep you warm there. That's nothing worse than having to work on metal when it's cold. Alrighty, anything else for us this evening?
We heat the garage with the used motor oil from doing the oil changes here in the business, so I have a nice warm place to work. I love it. It's actually an EPA-approved method of disposing of used oil. It actually burns clean.
Well, that's great. Wow. Yeah, they're really finding a lot of ways they're using grease from French fries, too. So, good. Well, good for you. So, so you have your own automotive shop.
Yeah. 30 years now.
Well, if I had a car, I'd bring it to you. But unfortunately, I can't drive anymore, so, alrighty, Ray, we'll give best greetings to your wife, and you have anything else for us this evening?
Nope, your compressor just kicked on, so I can hardly hear you.
Alrighty, well, thanks for joining us this evening, and I hope to hear you again next week. That would be great. This is KC2YXN. For the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins and any comments, notes, news, or nonsense.
KC2WI.
Alrighty, yay, Pete, you made it in under the wire.
Well, I've been over on the fine repeater. I don't copy it too good, but boy, I'll tell you, it shows you how It shows you the knowledge of the digital modes, because even if you can't copy the people talking, they're kind of scratchy. You pick the right digital mode, like MT63, and you get the messages just come perfect. So then the digital experimenters that there's been going on for 2 hours. I just got in at 7 o'clock before the beginning of it. Back from Utica. Ray, I didn't buy the snowblower. The guy, I figured I'd offer him low and come up a little bit, and I, you know, give him the spiel about the other one, and offered him 14, and he said, well, I'll give you $100 off and give it to you for 17, and, we chatted, and he said, well, you should go look at that other one, and da-dee-da-dee-da, so... He says, but if you want it, you call me. If I have it, I'll bring it up to you. I'll bring it to you. I'll put it in the truck and bring it to you. So he says, I'll give you a written 1 year. Anyway, so I decided, well, I'm just going to go home and think about it and let him think about it and whatever. And boy, was it crummy weather in Utica. Miserable driving and snow, blowing snow, slick roads. Followed a snow plow for about 10 miles up about 12, somewhere. I think it was north of, what's it there, Mapledale. Up through Alder Creek. And the farther north I got, the better it got. And here, I'm sure there was some snowflakes, but there's no snow on the steps, no snow on the roads or anything, so... Crummy weather in Utica tonight, this afternoon. KC2WI.
Yeah, Pete, when we woke up this morning, it was snowing, and then the wind started blowing like crazy, and someone was coming to visit, and I thought, oh boy, she's going to have some bad roads to drive along, and it kept snowing and blowing. And finally it quit, I would say, about 2 or 3 o'clock. So it was not a nice day, but it must have been just in one local area, because not everybody had it. So, so you're not getting your snowblower yet. We still have somebody plow for us, and I like to shovel myself, but, that's good. So anything else for us this evening?
Yeah, well, I might, call him back and see if I can get him to go down a little bit. Maybe it's still worth it. The thing is in real nice shape and all that. But I don't think it's going to get sold. So if I change my mind, I can call him and say, yeah, Steve, bring it on up. And he'll deliver right to my door. So, that's okay. I don't mind shoveling sometimes if I'm not busy. But the whole thing is, when I'm busy or when you get a ton of snow, I don't want to spend 4 or 5, 6 hours clearing it. And I got to clear it, and then when it comes off the roof, I got to clear it again. So I wish they'd had a ton of snow down there. I really could have tried the thing out. It looks like they blow pretty good. But, of course, Ray says, and then my other friends up here said the same thing. I would like to actually put it into some good snowbanks and try it, but maybe I'll call these people in Watertown, take a look at theirs. If they're saying $11.50 or best offer, maybe they'll take $1,000, and maybe I'll get one. I don't know. KC2W.
Well, I don't know if you read Consumer Reports at all. We get it on Voice, but they had a big review of snowblowers this month, and they went through all of them, all different kinds, and different for different purposes, and depending on how much snow you got, and if you do sidewalk, you just your sidewalk and stuff like that. So, good. Well, that's good. So, anything else going on for this weekend for you?
Not too much. Debating whether I want to head up to the Adirondacks or not. I really didn't sort of touch base with any of my friends to know if they'd be up there or what they were doing. And, of course, I didn't, get to Utica and back early, so I'm playing radio right now, and that's okay.
C73's KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, well, lots of fun to play radio, so good pastime. All right, well, thanks for joining us this evening. And any other, the final call for any other check-ins, please call now. Okay, before I close the Black River Valley service, I'll give a Friday evening chuckle. So here we go. What should you do if you're attacked by a gang of clowns? Go for the juggler. I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I would like to thank Kevin, Bill, George, John, Ray, and Pete for joining us with this evening. And all you listeners out there, I know you're out there in Radio Land. Thank you for listening. Everybody have a wonderful evening. Stay safe, warm, and enjoy whatever it is you do. This is KC2YXM Clear.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'm going to be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, I like to thank those that make Echolink possible. Tip my hat to my good friend Bill down in Warrendale, Pennsylvania, that was hanging out with me here in Echolink tonight. Hopefully I'll catch you tomorrow night, and I'll catch the rest of the crew tomorrow night. Until then, 73KD2FPM will be clear.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB. Catch you later. Hey, don't fret over that radio that may have broke loose or bent. I don't think you transmit through that radio, and there's probably no coils in there either. So just let it go. You know, you can cause more headache for yourself. And that type of antenna, you don't have a lot of gain to it anyhow, so you're not going to accomplish much. So I've had them fall off the biggest and best, and it didn't make a difference. Top of the day to you, Kevin James, KA3TFB, signing off through the Echolink system. I tip my hat to the men and ladies in New York. Good evening from KA3TFB, off through the Echolink.
I'm going to go to the hospital. KC2NBE, clear and streaming.